Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
A link to the Yellow Dog Project appeared in one of the animal-related newsletters I receive. I was curious because I couldn't figure out from the name what it was all about. When I logged on to the site, I discovered that it was a site that advocated tying yellow ribbons around the collars of dogs with behavioral or medical problems that made their behavior unreliable around others. The idea was that people would see this yellow ribbon, know this dog had problems, and stay away from them. This struck me as a somewhat ill-conceived plan, at least here in the United States, where the yellow ribbon has other symbolic meaning. Probably the oldest goes back to an old war song about the young woman who tied a yellow ribbon in her hair to remind her of her lover off in battle. We used to sing the song in junior high and high school chorus, and we loved it. It was a catchy tune, had great and easy harmony, and it also had a somewhat ribald version. It was sung by those in the military then and now. Then there was a reincarnation of this theme called Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree, notable because it was so annoying. It was one of those songs that got stuck in your head, and you just wanted to rip your head off. That song, again, referred to the soldiers who were missing in action, who were prisoners of war, in other battles, other wars, including Desert Storm, right up through Iraq and Afghanistan. So for a lot of Americans, when they see a yellow ribbon, whether it's on a dog or a tree, that's what they're going to think about. There are other Americans associated with other causes who will look at that yellow ribbon and they'll be thinking about suicide prevention, adoptive parents, amber alerts, bladder cancer, spina bifida, endometriosis, among other causes. So when they see this yellow ribbon, that's what they're going to think, because that's the association they make. And if people make this kind of association, what's going to be their most likely response? Well, they're going to go up to that person and ask them if they too have someone fighting in wars or missing in action or a POW or someone in the family or maybe themselves suffering from bladder cancer. Or maybe they adopted a child and wanted to know if the dog owner did too. They're not going to be thinking, oh, that yellow ribbon means that if I get too close, this dog's going to nail me. If I get too close, this dog is going to get really upset because he's in a lot of pain. So I don't expect to see a lot of yellow ribbons on dogs in my area. And to tell you the truth, I'm glad. Because the underlying concept in and of itself is unsound. Aside from the mixed symbolism that's attached to the yellow ribbon, a fundamental concern of mine is what are dogs who are behaviorally or physically uncomfortable in certain environments with certain individuals, what in the world are they doing in those environments in the first place? Is that a caring response? Why aren't these animals being walked or taken out at times or in environments where there are no other people? Why aren't their behavioral fears being addressed in more secure environments before subjecting them to other people and subjecting other people and other animals to them? Why would we do that? So I'm confused. And because of that, yellow ribbons tied around the collars of the grumpy dogs never show up in my neck of the woods. It wouldn't bother me in the least.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.